For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, airs on South Carolina ETV in 8 parts, with the first part airing this Sunday night at 8 p.m. In the days leading up to the broadcast, South Carolina Public Radio is presenting stories related to country music.
I didn't go home last night like I usually do.
My daddy took me to hear Snuffy Jenkins and the Hired Hands, and I was hooked. By the time I was 14, I was playing guitar and entertaining, or trying to entertain, at school and stuff.
That's BMO Prince of Columbia talking about how he became a lifelong country music fan. He said there are many facets to the music, but one he feels is the essence of country.
The sincerity of the lyric. It hits the soul. It hits what you're about. That's why they do it. I don't think it's for the money. I think it's for the joy that it brings people.
Merle Haggard, George Jones, and Willie Nelson are among Prince's favorites and are also some of the greats of country music. But one name stands above them all, and it changed the course of Prince's life, he said.
Hank Williams. I think when I was 15, I saw that show, Your Cheating Heart. It hit me hard. From then on out, I wanted to be a country music entertainer myself and put a lot of effort in that dream.
Well, he writes down the words to the song.
Prince wrote songs and took them to Nashville to try to make a career in country. But a bad experience and the responsibilities of family caused him to defer his dream for 4 decades.
40 years later, a real old friend of mine's son was a producer. His son looked me up and he said, I'd like to hear one of your songs, because my dad said he used to love your songs. So when I finally got some songs together, Daniel wanted to take me into a studio and produce an album on me.
The singer, whose style still reflects the 70s era of the music, said his grandchildren had no idea about his pursuit of a country career. And the album would give them a literal record of what their grandfather had created in his youth.
I had once told my wife that I better hurry up and become successful before it's too late. And she says, yeah, before you a has-been that never was. We cut the album, and it's called BMO Prince, The Has-Been That Never Was.
A bottle of wine, a bottle of wine.
Prince's dream of a music career has passed, but the album stands as a testament to what might have been. He said he feels country has become much more of a product, and some of the soul of the music has been lost.
It's more of a production. The artist is just a tool in making the music. Country music nowadays, it would be more of a pop sound than a country sound. Country music is there, it's just in the shadows.
Country music will continue to evolve, said Prince, but he feels that eventually the wheel will turn back to traditional sounds because...
You know, what's old is new again.
I can't hardly stand up, let alone try to keep you when I'm gone.
Join us for Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, airing in 8 parts beginning this Sunday night at 8 p.m. on South Carolina ETV. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.